Yep. We heard about the fella that was in the Catholic confessional, and the priest came in on the other side, and the guy said, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." And the priest said, "Well, yes, what was the nature of your sin?" He said, "Well, tonight, Father, tonight I screwed 13 different women." The priest said, "13? He said, "My land." Said, "Are you married?" He said, "Married? Hell, I ain't even Catholic, but I had to tell somebody. You know what I mean." Yes, sir. Yeah, we heard about the two Englishmen went to the burlesque house, and the chorus line came out, and one of them nudged his partner. He said, "Say, Alfie." "Alfie?" He said, "What is it, Jamie?" He said, "You see that redhead on the end?" He said, "I see her, Alfie." He said, "I've had her, Jamie. I've had that one there." Then he said, "Say, Alfie, said, "You see that brunette on the other end?" He said, "What is it, Jamie?" He said, "I've had her. I've had that brunette." So then the star of the show, this gorgeous blonde, comes out. He said, "Say, Alfie. He said, "Now, Jamie, don't tell me you've had her." He said, "No, but I'm having her now, Alfie. That's what I want you to do." Oh, yeah! What it was, these two retired truck drivers moved to Texas, and they bought this farm, and one of them was a hair-lipped boy, and his brother Bill was on crutches. He was a cripple boy, and they struck oil on their farm, and they took a trip around the world. And they came back from the trip around the world, and the hair-lipped was out in the backyard raking up the leaves, and his neighbor looked over the fence and said, "Well, how was your trip, then, old shit? It was wonderful." Said, "We just had the best time." Said, "You should have gone with us." Said, "We went clear around the world, you know. We flew most of the way. Let's see, first we left New York City. We flew to London, England. And say, by God, they're in London. They got this Tower of London. Got the biggest fucking clock in it I ever saw. Great big goddamn clock. Said, they even got tours going up in that clock. I got to go clear up in it. And I seen them gears a-working and them chains pulling." The guy said, "Well, that's wonderful." Said, "How about your brother Bill? Did he enjoy going up into Big Ben?" Said, "Well, Bill couldn't make that. He's crippled, you know." Then the next place we went to Paris, France. Got the biggest fucking oil well I ever seen. Right downtown Paris. Said, "I got to climb clear to the top. I guess you could see for 80 miles from there." Said, "Well, that's wonderful." Said, "How about your brother Bill? Did he enjoy going up on the Eiffel Tower?" Said, "Well, Bill couldn't make that. He's crippled, you know." Said, the next place we went to Pizza Italy. They got the most remarkable shit house I ever seen. That thing is almost laying on its side. I don't know what holds it up. He said, I got to go clear the top of it. The view is magnificent. He said, "See all them flowers and everything." He said, "Well, how about Brother Bill? Did he enjoy going up in the Leaning Tower of Pizza?" Said, "Well, Bill couldn't make that either. He's crippled, you know." Said, "There is one thing about Bill you'll enjoy hearing." Said, "We went to the Vatican City there in Rome, and the Pope, they brought the Pope out the day we was there, and the Pope was riding on this chair. Guys carrying him up on their shoulders, and the Pope seen my brother Bill standing there on his crutches, and the Pope made him let him down off that chair. And he walked up to my brother Bill, and he blessed old Bill and took Bill on the right shoulder, and Bill's right crutch went sailing out that away." Said he walked up to old Bill again, took Bill on the left shoulder, and Bill's left crutch went just sailing out through there. Guy said, "My God, a miracle." Said, "Did Bill walk after that?" He said, "No. No, as a matter of fact, old Bill fell on his ass. He's crippled, you know." Yeah, this was on the last album that we cut. Story about the colored preacher. Oh, yeah. Trying to open up the new church, and everything going wrong. First, or the worst thing happened, he couldn't find a piano player for the hymn singing or the choir. And on Friday night, before they all had the first services on Sunday, he got a volunteer. This little guy had been taking piccolo lessons for about 3 weeks, and he volunteered to play the piccolo for the hymn singing and the choir. And the first Sunday the preacher got up, he said, everybody turn to hymn number 124. We go to sing number 124. And the piccolo player said, ooh, Mr. Preacher, I hope you don't sing 124. He said, that's hard. I can't play 124. Preacher said, cancel 124. Everybody turn to hymn number 157. Piccolo player said, ooh, Mr. Preacher, I hope you don't sing 157. Said, that's hard. Said, I can't play 157. Somebody in the back of the church hollered, Piccolo player's a motherfucker. Preacher said, wait a minute. Preacher said, we ain't gonna have none of that shit. Said, yeah, the man what called my piccolo player a motherfucker, stand up. Nobody made a move. He said, well, would the man sitting next to the man what called my piccolo player a motherfucker, stand up? And still nobody made a move. He said, well, look at him. Said, well, the man sitting next to the man what sitting next to the man what called my piccolo player a motherfucker, stand up? Finally, this one little guy raised his hand and said, Mr. Preacher, I ain't the man what calls your piccolo player a motherfucker. And I ain't the man sitting next to the man what calls your piccolo player a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't even the man sitting next to the man what's sitting next to the man what calls your piccolo player a motherfucker. What I want to know, Mr. Preacher, is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player? That's what I want. Thank you very much.